Allow me to begin today's reflection by reading quite a good chunk of today's first reading from Acts of the Apostles, verse 14, chapter 2. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are Israelites, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man delivered up by a set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it." When was the last time you encountered a circumstance in your life that forced you to question what God's plan is for you? How does one discover the plan of God, and how does it unfold? I'm sure many people in this pandemic, especially those who have been really directly impacted by it, have asked themselves these or similar questions. In today's first reading, with those words that we have heard, Peter has uncovered for his listeners the plan of God and how that plan unfolds. The plan of God is a paradox, because for God, pain can lead to gain. The Peter that speaks in today's first reading is totally out of character. This is not the Peter that we know. A Peter who hides, who runs away from Jesus. A Peter who denies Jesus. No, this is a new Peter. A Peter who raises his voice. A Peter who stands up. A Peter who takes the speaker's posture, is convinced, confident, unafraid. He speaks with the raw gut of one who is a first witness of what he's about to say, that which I read for you. And I will repeat, this man commended to you by God, you killed, but God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. What has Peter discovered? He has discovered that for God, what seems to be a circumstance of test, pain, trial, an obstacle, can lead to gain. God always has the last word. If anybody wants to know or uncover the plan of God, this is it. This is how it works. Pain leads to gain. God always has the last word. What sort of things are the disciples conversing about as they journey to Emmaus? They sound defeated. They too ask, where and what is the plan of God in the last events of Jesus' life? His suffering, his dying, his rising. They just don't get it all. Then a stranger joins them on their journey and asks what they are debating about. They frown on him. Who does not know the talk of town? Jesus, a prophet, mighty indeed, in word. One who was hoped to be the king of Israel. How he was handed over to the Jews to be killed after his death and burial. Women from their group had gone to the tomb after a few days. They had seen a vision of angels, but him they did not see. These disciples are pained by all this. Where is Jesus? Where is he? What is all this about? What is the plan of God? Did they follow him for nothing? And then the stranger replies, "Oh, how foolish you are, How slow to heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things? The stranger begins to interpret the scriptures, and as the day is coming to a close in the evening, they invite him around the table, and as he breaks bread, they recognize that it was Jesus, but he vanishes from their sight. Dear friends, we are like the disciples. We walk and are on the journey, oftentimes to Emmaus. It is the road of life's journey. Along this road, we have a lot of conversations, debates, and questions, among which, what is the plan of God for me? How do I uncover it? How do I discover how it works for me? It is a road of many ups and downs, successes and frustrations, advantages and disadvantages, hope and emptiness. It can be a rocky and bumpy road. Jesus wants to be part of our journey. Jesus wants to be part of our road experience for a reason, because he alone can interpret for us the curves and bends of this road, its hidden exits, its dead end. By his Spirit, by his word, he will share with us with much clarity and foresightedness the plan of God for us. Now it is up to us, however, to allow him to be part of the journey. If we put him out, if we refuse him a place in our midst, we are sure how things will end. So let nothing force you to mute God in your life. Might there be also another challenge in today's readings? For each one of us, in order to discover the plan of God for us, be and act like Christ to others on the road of life. Reveal God's presence by your actions, by your words, by your deeds, step in and lift others up, by your actions of self-denial, of self-giving, totally detached from self-interest. Erase fears, quieten doubts. Be a hope monger for God. Now, our biggest hurdle we will find in seeking and finding those who are in times of trial is that we will fear to do that. The message of the reading is that Christians never be indifferent to those who are in situations of difficulty and pain. The more we are in the midst of the pain and emptiness of others and act like Christ, we will sooner or later see the plan of God unfold for us too. This is the plan of God. This is the pattern of how God works. Have a blessed week in the Lord.